All right, let's get after it here, boys. I got cheeseburgers to eat.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention, please?
Attention. Do I have everybody's attention now? Burn it
down! This is the In My House Pro Wrestling Podcast.
Finally!
Scotty Villa brings you your new favorite pro wrestling podcast.
There is nothing you could do that is more dangerous than wrestling CM Punk.
He's got the latest in covering all of the major promotions in professional wrestling.
Austin 316 says I just whipped your ass.
Breaking news and hot topics, he's covering everything from Monday night till Sunday night's main event.
I'm the hottest thing in professional wrestling. I'm Dr. Britt Baker.
And we never forget to go old school.
I was rowdy before rowdy was cool.
From the golden era.
The irresistible force meeting the immovable object.
To the attitude era.
And if you're not done with that, then he's got two words for ya.
To the revolution.
It's about the 14 years it took me to go from undesirable to un-goddamn deniable.
And everything in between.
Super Kick Hot Tag!
This is your pro wrestling podcast. This is In My House.
Give me a hell yeah!
Welcome to my house.
Welcome everyone to the above wrestling podcast. Scotty V, it's UK Tom, aka Toyota Tom, and Monday Night Mike,
the strongest man in the podcast. We are back, dudes. Another big slamming a gem podcast for you right now.
So guys.
Opener of the year. Yeah, you're not getting better than that. That's hot start.
Trying to keep it positive here. It's been a day, apparently, according to some here on the In My House pod, so I'm keeping it high energy, 110%. All right, today's a good work day.
Fuck everyone and everything.
Good work day, 110%.
Good work day. Yeah, my mood's changed. Toyota Tom's gonna do what to everybody?
Oh, fuck, that's so good. Oh, man. You joining a Toyota Zoom meeting, it just is... It makes me so happy.
It's great when he really gets heated up, because then I'll use Toyota Tom as his alter ego.
Oh, nice. Nice.
So like a Brandy Rhodes is getting ripped apart. Like, that's Toyota Tom. That's not UK Tom doing that. Jekyll and Hyde situation.
That's right. That's right. Yeah,
apparently Toyota Tom likes to call people a twink.
Yeah, Toyota Tom's wild. He's saying all the coolest shit.
Speaking of cool shit, we hit up CWE last week.
Hell of a segue. Great job.
In the Queen City.
Yes, we did. And Tom, that was a fun show.
I had a lot of fun. I always do watching wrestling with my pals.
Yeah. But
friendship rules.
That was a really fun show. And I got to be honest, I wasn't pumped that the guest coming in was James Storm. No shade at James Storm. I've just seen him 9 times. So it's a little bit not that exciting anymore. I take it all back. His match with Chad Daniels was so much fun.
It was a lot of fun. It had fun moments.
Yeah, that's gross.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was excited, but I've only seen Cowboy James Storm. This is the second time I saw him. The first time, I guess, a year ago when he came through with CWE, maybe a little more. And I had a blast at that show watching him work. So I was pumped to see him come back. And yeah, agreed. His match with CWE champion Chad Daniels was a lot of fun and hard hitting. The false finishes were great. It's like, oh, is the Cowboy going to be CWE champion? We almost got it. And then
we almost did.
Shenanigans at the end, like usual. Just that heel chiz Nobody likes heel chiz. And
he was extra crusty on that heel.
That's right. That's right. So, but overall, the whole night was a lot of fun. Again, for a weekday crowd, we got a very, very good, a lot of people out for CWE this past week in the Queen City. So just a great show. Hotshot Danny Duggan coming out, getting tremendous heat once again. I am going to nitpick something a little bit.
Here we go.
Hope he's okay with it.
Scotty nitpick.
That tan wasn't as good as it's been. Yeah, in the past.
It wasn't. What's it wasn't Danny? Popping as much as it was. I mean, and skin cancer. Hopefully not. But
hopefully not.
I mean, yeah.
But he's been coming strong with those tans the last couple of years. This might have been the lightest we've ever seen that man.
That crispy hot dog barbecue color. What I prefer myself. But
I think speaking
Summer's
of
here. Summer's here.
Speaking of Danny, we got a very unexpected, at least in my book, we got a hell of a chair shot at a CWE show this week. So
and not on stripes.
Not on stripes. It was an intentional chair shot and not by AJ Sanchez. But Danny swinging chairs at Cody Mack's head. That was a nice little surprise for us there.
Danny's had enough. He's had enough of the disrespect since he's not the current CWE champion.
Yeah.
He's not the Central Canadian champion either. This man, who I might be for the first time that we've been watching CWE, is not holding a championship title, which is very odd to see. I get the frustration. I get why Hotshot Danny Duggan maybe loses his cool every now and then. He needs a championship around his waist and he doesn't have one. So baby Seth Rollins took a shot to the head. Can't remember his name. I'm sorry.
It's Cody Mack.
That's it. Yes. Sorry. I know.
Okay.
We also had a very fun match in the main event with Sean Moore and Kamikaze.
Yeah.
Which we knew was going to be good. I like the little new thing they've been doing where they turn the music down for certain parts of Kamikaze's entrance and the crowd singing.
Yeah, it's fun. It's one of my favorite new trends in pro wrestling in the last, year and a half, yeah. Where crowds sing songs. Well, I like singing songs.
Well, maybe in North America in the last year.
Yes.
Y'all are just catching up.
We're just catching up to the almighty UK. So, fun. I liked it. The videos turned out really good. If you follow Kamikaze on the Instagram, you can see some of those videos. And it's a lot of fun.
I think we got to also give some credit to Chad Daniels. I know we've given him his kudos on the show before, and I also know he's a heel, so we shouldn't be saying nice things about him, but that dude is fantastic.
He's so good.
He is so much fun to watch. And I just enjoy how the CWE crowd, CWE talent will work with a crowd as well as they do. It's a fun night.
I do. One thing I will say about our boy Chiz, really leaned into the heel getting cheered.
Yeah.
Said, these are my people. Do more of that. Although, I think King Cash is coming around. I think Jim appreciates that we are in his corner. Also, can we give it up for Jim? Holy shit. Him coming out I felt like personality through the wazoo.
Yeah.
Hitting the old jerk off to the crowd. Yeah. Fucking flipping everyone off. Just loved it.
It's that mustache.
Man, the powers it gives you. It's propelling my life to greatness every day.
It's true. But you're not wrong. We saw a side of Cash where it was like the gloves were off. I don't give a fuck kind of vibe. And that heel work was fantastic. It's so much fun to watch. I'm going to nitpick something. I missed the gym shirt. I think it's missing from his attire.
I agree. I didn't notice. Lean into it.
Yeah. Although if the gym shirt doesn't come back, we're going to start calling you Peter. So
Yeah, until we see Peter again.
Yeah. Also, I do have to give massive kudos to CWE and maybe the venue as well, but that was the best local wrestling show that I've been to, air conditioning wise. I never once felt warm.
Oh, it's a good point.
Never once felt warm. Never once felt like, oh, I'm fucking sweating gross in my seat. This is terrible. Because those shows aren't fun. It has nothing to do with the work that's in front of us, but when you stand up and you're just feeling gross, you're like, fuck.
It's not the German club when they call the show Heat Wave and you're literally like, I'm fucking sweating.
Exactly, right? So well on. Great job to the venue and to CWE if you had anything to do with that as well. Great call. Great call. Pump up that AC.
Yeah, waiting for Big Chief. Where the fuck was Big Chief?
Yeah, where the fuck was Big Chief? But I have a nitpick.
Oh.
But I don't know who it's aimed at, whether it's the University of Regina or CWE. I don't think it's CWE.
Was it that lady?
Oh my God.
Yeah. Yeah. Laying down the law. You guys getting tickets? Yeah.
We're here. Random security lady, apparently, who was not displaying any security security credentials on her arm. So fuck all the way off if you think you're checking my bag. Jumping on people as soon as they walk through the door. I don't know who that was. If it was CWE, make it stop. And if it was the university, fuck you. Not needed.
I mean,
also, don't fucking tell wrestling fans they can't bring deodorant into a show. They stink enough as it is. If they've got it with them, let them bring it in.
I'm going to tell you right now, if you're bringing it with you just to say you have it, here's a hot tip.
Wear
it. Put it on before you come to the show.
Use it.
If you got to triple up during the show, go to the doctor. Like if I looked over and someone was throwing on deodorant, I'm like, okay, maybe he just forgot today, but he had it with him.
Yeah.
There's no way. If you're an adult man, there's a good chance you may stink.
Yeah. Yep.
And yep. I mean, wrestling fans don't have the best stereotype for the.
Yeah, makes me look like a fuck every time. So they're like, you like wrestling? Yeah. Like immediately they stand a couple steps back. I'm like, I don't stink.
I mean, I appreciate the stepping the fuck back from me, but I don't stink.
Yeah, don't get into Tom's grill. It was Toyota Tom there for a bit at the show. So good thing people didn't come up. Like the words you would have been called.
Well, that leads quite nicely to the positive thing that I wanted to add before we move on from CWE. So peeling back the curtain a little bit, I always arrive at the show about an hour before Scott and Mike and get our seats and all of that stuff. And a couple of people came over and were saying hi and talking about the podcast and the show and things like that. So I always appreciate that, especially when I'm sat there just waiting for people, because I, believe it or not, am a social creature. So always feel free to come and say hi. I never know how you know it's me, though. I haven't figured that out yet. Maybe from the D'Lo Brown picture?
Maybe.
Could be.
Yeah, if they follow the socials.
For sure. Yeah. I mean, they're just like, that's Toyota Tom. Like, don't go over there. I don't want him to call me a twink.
I hadn't thought of that till right now. But anyway.
Yeah, we're out there. And you know what? I love that photo. Had a great outfit on that day. I looked incredible.
You did.
Yeah. I very much enjoy that AI did Scott dirty every time he fucked around with that photo.
Yeah. He is that short in person and that wide.
Why'd you have to say the last part?
Buried.
But yeah, just to jump on what Tom said, absolutely. If you see it's us, come say hi. Come say you like us, hate us, whatever. If you do listen to the podcast, come, we'll say hi and have a little chit chat, talk a little pro wrestling. Which reminds me, we didn't see a couple of the regulars. We didn't see Sheldon at the show. I don't think I saw Slate at the show either.
Rest in peace to both of them.
I guess. I hope they're all right, but hopefully we get to see you guys when CWE comes back in a couple months. Real quick before we get on to other things, I do want to mention as well, we got a nice little note sent to us from Mitchell on Instagram. He found our podcast because he saw a sticker posted in the wild and just checked us out. He's local. He used to be a pro wrestler, and he heard us talking about Frankie Kazarian. He's worked with Frankie Kazarian, so now he's a regular listener. So Mitchell, one, thank you for the note. Thank you for listening. Thanks for checking out the sticker. I mean, it's the power of a sticker, guys. We've got to get some more stickers and posters out, I guess, to keep building up this fan base here. But yeah, I think that's cool. Like, you see, just happen to see a sticker of a podcast logo somewhere, and you check it out, and you got a new fan. To me, that's really fun. So thanks for doing that.
Yeah, thanks, Mitchell. And because you're named on the podcast, a swift fuck you to you, because I'm the heel of this podcast. No, kidding aside, thank you so much for listening. We do appreciate it. Welcome to the In My House Pro Wrestling Podcast family.
Absolutely. Make sure you give us a follow on all the socials at In My House Pod, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, and Tom's favorite, Blue Sky.
What the fuck is Blue Sky?
Moving on.
We've got Money in the Bank coming up this weekend. We've got a busy Saturday coming up this weekend. But before we get to the busiest Saturday of the week, we got to talk about what happened. Yeah, I know there's only one. I know there's only one Saturday of the week, but it's still the busiest. I didn't say anything incorrect.
Calm down. Calm down.
Tom's tilting his head like this.
I know. I did too. You said, look, foolish, I've been overly we're moving past it. I've
been overly positive all day. I've all fucking had it.
Go to Tom. Get him.
You fucking twink.
Boom. Double buried.
We have to talk about the news from Sunday this past week, and it didn't start off great with R-Truth, Ron Killings, tweeting out that he was getting released and that he just got off the phone and he'd gotten released. And Sean Ross Sapp said it wasn't a release, it was just not a renewal of contract. But R-Truth is gone from World Wrestling Entertainment. I'm going to go to you, Tom, right off the bat. Your thoughts on R-Truth no longer being in WWE.
I was unhappy when I read that tweet. I don't retweet other people very often, but I did with that. And it was just this is bullshit, was all I added. They've got the one consistent thing that will fire up any WWE crowd, whether he's just in a backstage vignette or he comes out and says something stupid, or he actually works a match, was R-Truth. And they let him go. Like, the reaction he got is Ron Cena, like, a week before they released him. I don't understand. I know he's getting on a bit in years, and I also know that they don't always like comedy in WWE. But so I was initially pissed, but then I actually twisted it in my head and had a thought of how much fun would an R-Truth indie run be?
Yeah.
So now I'm looking forward to that. And Mike? I need R-Truth in GCW.
Everyone who's gone from that straight to GCW.
Yes, immediately.
I mean, at first, that you take that news as shocking because, like, yeah, R-Truth has very funny moments in the Fed. Like, he's a Hall of Famer.
His speech is going to be amazing.
Yeah, absolutely amazing. Probably should have saw the writing on the wall when they're like, hey, you're going to wrestle John Cena at Saturday Night Main Event. Like, we're going to give you that. Like, it's all ultimately, like, the most you can do with R-Truth outside of, like, yeah, here's a quick laugh. The more I thought about it, the more it feels like this era's new generation. Like, it's slowly, like, we've got all this young talent, and it's time. Like, the guys who are really filtering out the old are there. Like, your stars, even, like, the CM Punks, the Seth Rollins, the Roman Reigns, the Codys, like, that's what we have room for in the main event spot. Now your undercard is filled with nothing but exciting new young talent. So that 5 minutes you're going to give R-Truth could probably be better suited somewhere else now. Not a jab at R-Truth, because he delivers in those 5 minutes, right? Like, we're always laughing. But you're not going to propel more stars, especially after cuts. Like, you've done the work now. You've cut the talent. Let's keep going. And then to sweeten the pot, because I said, but Carlito still has a job?
Nope.
Don't worry, guys. They didn't renew his contract either. Because, boy, he was just stealing money from the fat. I actually probably appreciate his social media response about it more than anything. To lean his into was, that, he's like, to give the money back. I was like, amazing.
His was hilarious.
I think it's good too to remind of like your past and stuff. That's why I think when we talk Rumble time, we're like, UK Tommy, it's so excited about like what legends are going to come in. Not a whole lot anymore. The roster is just too big. If anything, have a spot for it at Mania. Like if you're going to have two nights, there's no reason why you can't have a Legends Battle Royale. Like bring that back there. Like I think that's the show for it. But the Rumble, you have just too much talent in house where it could help get you over with your performance in the Rumble. But yeah, great run for our truth. But I'm not as sad as I think the rest of the internet, who just likes to get mad about everything.
Well, that's true. I had a like, fun
man, he could have won the title. Like, never.
No. I had a fun idea of something they could do with Truth in the future. Can you remember in 2007, they kept bringing in Ron Simmons just to be like, damn!
Yeah.
They could bring Truth back, like, even if it was once every 4 months, just walk into a backstage segment and somebody be like, you don't work here anymore, Truth.
You're right.
Bad.
Just give it that time to relax off a bit, right? But obviously, like, they're seeing something now with the younger stars and redeveloping your brand to move forward, because these talents are going to be here for, I mean, hopefully a long time.
Well, look how popular NXT is right now. Like, it's almost back to the black and gold days where it was like must see. You had to watch NXT because it was one of the hottest shows in pro wrestling. NXT is getting back there. So you've got a lot of that group that you can put in the Rumble for a surprise if someone's really hot in NXT. Plus, you've got the partnership with TNA. And we've seen Joe Hendry come over. We've seen Jordan Grace come over. So you've got those aspects as well that you can work with to make your surprises in the Rumble. And then maybe you get one or two legends at the most now. So I hate it. I it's such a bummer. I really hope that if it's one of the cases where they're just letting his contract run out, the day his contract runs out, the next day they just sign him to a Legends deal. Like, let's just get him signed again, keep him getting some money. But at the same time, if R-Truth is free and clear and they don't do that, he will have one of the most fun runs on the independents if he wants that. And everyone will tune in to see R-Truth, Ron Killings pop up wherever. I'm curious to see if he's kind of going to go with the goofy gimmick or if he's going to go back to being more of Ron the Truth Killings from TNA. Curious to see what happens if he continues in pro wrestling.
Well, I disagree with as normal, I disagree with the internet, but a lot of people are saying that they want to see him in AEW. I do not want to see that. He should just go and help out independent shows, make some money. He would make a killing at the merch table. And he wouldn't have to work that hard to give the crowd their money. If he just did his what's up entrance, did that splits thing, which I don't know how he does when he's in his 50s, and then wrestles a 3-minute match and then says something stupid on the mic, everybody's happy.
Yeah. I don't remember if I read it or heard it's on the radio at some point, but imagine R-Truth and TNA with Santino Marella again. Like, oh, if you're going to do comedy gimmick again, it's there. You got gold right there. So I think there's options if he wants to keep going. I'm very curious if he does want to keep doing a comedy gimmick, though. The guy can work. The guy can sing and be entertaining in other ways. I'm curious if, and I'm not saying he is, but if they're going to keep having him be a dope wherever he kind of goes, you know?
I think so. Easy money at his age.
Easy fucking money. Right? Yeah, I'm right with you.
Yeah. I
putting this out in the world to either CWE or Reaper Wrestling, please bring R-Truth to Saskatchewan.
Do whatever you can. Do whatever you can.
Oh, big time. Big time.
Would be so much fun. I imagine it wouldn't be for a while, as I imagine he's going to be quite expensive after a nearly 20-year run on WWE TV. But at some point, please bring him to see us.
I'd like to see it. For Carlito, I was a big fan of Carlito.
Love
Carlito. I was so pumped when he came back to WWE, and then like a year later they put him on TV. I was excited for it. He looked great. He moved really well. Obviously that pop in Puerto Rico at Backlash last year, the year before, whatever it was massive when he showed up. He looked in great shape. But then after that, it's like, all right, he becomes a background character. They put him in the LWO, then they put him with the Judgment Day. Didn't work out for whatever reason, but I was always a big fan of this run. And my guess is he just goes back to his father's wrestling company, and because he's a champion there now. So he'll get work there, but I'm curious to see if where he pops up. If he pops up in GCW, I'll throw it out there too. CWE, Reaper Wrestling. Let's get Carlito up here. I'd have a great time watching Carlito work.
Speaking of GCW and the weekend, I got a really busy weekend this weekend with pro wrestling viewing.
Lay it out for us, pal.
So on Saturday, we've got Worlds Collide, which I'll be honest, I think for Worlds Collide, I am the most pumped I am for a show I have been in a very long time.
Wow. So that's NXT versus AAA, correct?
It's technically WWE.
Okay.
Now,
oh, yeah, right. Yeah.
They've got some main roster stars in there, some NXT talent, and the AAA talent. I am really looking forward to seeing what the AAA talent do on this first WWE show for them.
Now, just to clarify to everybody, so there's no fucking confusion, it's on YouTube.
Yeah, so it's airing at YouTube, which I think is at 1 o'clock Saskatchewan time, but I am the worst for figuring that out. I always have to text our group chat and be like, what time's shit starting? So we have Worlds Collide at 1, and the main event of Vikingo versus Chad Gable is going to be fantastic. Chad Gable's going to earn his money on Saturday because he's wrestling Vikingo and he's in a ladder match. So that'll be interesting. Then following up, I think there's about an hour's break between the two, but after Worlds Collide is obviously Money in the Bank, and we'll do our picks shortly.
Yep.
We then obviously have the two crazy Money in the Bank matches where if you don't give me a spot fest, fuck you. Following on from Money in the Bank, I will be watching GCW Tournament of Survival 10. So we get a little bit of everything on Saturday. We got Lucha, ladder matches, and then deathmatch craziness.
There you go. And you were right, by the way. It does. Worlds Collide starts at 1 o'clock Saskatchewan time, followed by Money in the Bank at 5 o'clock. Money in the Bank obviously will be on Netflix, and then Triller TV for Deathmatch Mania 10. What I missed the name, sorry.
Tournament of Survival.
Yes, that's it. Sorry. So yeah, real busy day. So if you're watching 1, 2, 3, all of it, let us know. Hit us up on the Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, whatever it is. Let us know your thoughts on any of the shows that you watch, because we will be watching a lot of it this weekend. UK Tom will be covering everything. He'll be live tweeting it as well. So you can find UK Tom on the old Twitter machine and enjoy his tweets. Give him a little like. Give him a follow, a like, and a retweet.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. And a big fuck you.
And don't forget Blue Sky, whatever the fuck that is.
He's got Blue Sky.
He's got Blue Sky.
Do not.
At Toyota Tom.
All right, fellas, let's get into Money in the Bank, one of the biggest pay-per-views WWE has each and every year. It's looking like a jam pack. It is, Mike. Don't give me that look. They pump it up to be one of the big ones. They pump it up to be one of the
big ones. It is a big one, but it's not jam packed. It's four fucking matches.
Well,
it's one of the ones they have every month.
Four fucking matches.
Here we go.
What do we got? What do we start off with? What do we start off?
Here is the men's Money in the Bank ladder match. Solo Sikoa. Who? Versus LA Knight. Who?
Yeah.
Versus Penta. Versus Seth Rollins. Versus Andrade. Versus our boy, El Grande Americano.
So before we make our picks, I did have a buddy text me and saying he hopes that Chad Gable wins the AAA championship. And then he hopes that El Grande Americano wins the Money in the Bank. And then El Grande Americano cashes in on Chad Gable.
Amazing.
That is a fantastic idea.
So oh, Alex, is that good?
Alex, well fucking done, because that's so fucking great.
That would be excellent.
Obviously, it would be excellent. So WWE are not going to do that.
Yeah,
but no, that is a fantastic idea.
I think one person has to win this match, and it's Seth Rollins. Yeah. I think for that group to work, for the mission statement that Seth Rollins has put forward with Paul Heyman, Seth Rollins has to win this match. He absolutely does. That's my pick for this match as well. If Punk was in it, I was definitely going to be torn, but he's not in it. El Grande Americano is in that spot. I got to go Seth. Seth Rollins will take it home, be a 2-time Money in the Bank winner. And I think that whenever his cash in happens, it will be very, very big.
See, I'm torn. And we talked about this a little bit in the group chat yesterday. Seth Rollins winning is obviously very obvious.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes obvious is the right thing to do. But is that what's going to happen here? Or is Punk going to come out, tip that long-haired twink to the floor, and fuck everything up?
Dude,
when
you put that in the chat, I was very like, that could easily happen. I would love that.
If that happens, I don't know who wins.
Then you're treading that line again where Punk comes out and kind of costs someone, right? Like, yeah. Granted, it makes sense. I think you have Seth win. I have you have him cash in during Cody, Jay, John, and Logan.
Wow.
Because then he's got two opportunities for titles to take, right?
I like what you're saying, but I hate it when they cash in on the same night.
I'm the same way. But Mike's scenario is fantastic.
It makes sense.
Yeah. Like you'd have him guessing, like, I think the likely option would be to take Jay Strap.
And then Seth's going to fight Gunther on Raw next week.
Oh, wild. Yeah, I guess. And that's out.
But I don't think it is. I don't think it is. Do you know why? Because leading up to Mania, and even, I want to say maybe even after Mania, Gunther hasn't been back for too long. They have slightly teased Gunther being a babyface. Slightly. Ooh, they've dropped some.
Want that either.
I'm just saying that could be it. That could
kill
be it.
Jay Uso, murder him
twice
in the ring for us all to see. Fade to black. But I've got Seth Rollins. Moving on.
I've also got Seth Rollins, yeah. But I'm not happy about it.
What do we got next?
And now I hope it's El Grande Americano, to be honest.
Oh, yeah. So yeah. I'd be very happily wrong about that.
Yeah. We'll do the women's Money in the Bank ladder match, which I think is a way more star-studded affair. Alexa Bliss versus Roxanne Perez versus Rhea Ripley versus Julia versus Naomi versus Stephanie Vaquer. What a goddamn lineup, gents.
This match has me so fucking pumped. It's my match of the weekend already. I'm so excited for it.
They're going to steal the show. There's no question about it.
For sure.
Now, again, for me, the only obvious answer is Naomi.
Oh.
It's such a perfect pick. It really, really is.
So I'm going to go with Naomi. But I actually hope that it's Stephanie Vaquer. I know it's not going to be because it's only her second week. But I'm excited for this match. I'm going with Naomi. I'm looking forward to seeing what Rhea Ripley does in her first ever ladder match, because she bumps like a lunatic most of the time.
Yeah.
So I'm looking forward to this match a lot. And I actually think, I know it won't because of the stupid goddamn tag match, but I wish this match would main event. I know it won't, but
no, it's not going to.
No, I know, but I think it should.
It'll steal the show.
100%.
Yep. I mean, with that, man, that talent. I'm torn actually between Alexa Bliss and Roxanne Perez.
I like it. I like it.
I mean, I think if you're serious about Roxanne, I think you have her win.
Have her win and keep it for a long time.
The Tiffy treatment, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. So, but Alexa being back, like Alexa Tiffy is also a match that I think is got potential just for the build up, obviously. Like, I don't know, in ring. I'm going to go with Roxanne, actually. I'm going to say Roxanne Perez.
I'm going Naomi. I was torn between Naomi and Alexa Bliss, but I feel like the story that they're building with Alexa and Charlotte is going in a different direction. And I don't think it'll involve winning Money in the Bank. So I think unless Charlotte helps her win the title, I don't know.
I think it will involve the tag titles to try and make them mean something.
I like that. I like that. Cool. What do we got next?
The Women's Intercontinental Championship match. Lyra Valkyria versus Becky Lynch.
Becky Lynch is winning.
Is she?
Yeah, I have a theory, but I think I'll keep it to myself till after the show. If my theory doesn't happen, I will tell you what it was next week, and you can laugh at how wrong I was.
I'm going Becky as well. I think, although I fucking hate what she's doing right now, I don't enjoy this heel character. It's not good, but I feel like they're going to try to get that IC title on a credible main eventer to try to build that up a little bit as well. So I'm going Becky too.
That makes sense. But God damn it, Becky Lynch. I never want to see you win. Yeah, Becky, put me down for Becky. And finally, which I imagine will end the evening. Ugh. Cody Rhodes and Jey Uso. Wow, what a goddamn dream team for me to watch on my television.
Hey, former tag team champions, baby.
Versus the greatest pro wrestler of all time, John Cena. And soon to be greatest professional wrestler of all time, Logan Paul. A bunch of A-listers versus some fucking nobodies.
Not going to take the bait on this one. Going to be positive. Great work day. Hey, everybody, great work day. 110%. 110%. Cody Cena. Rhodes and Jey Uso will get the victory.
Cena and Logan Paul will get the victory, leading to a six-man tag at SummerSlam.
Ugh. Yeah, I mean, I have to pick John Cena and Logan Paul. I have to.
Yeah. To lead to
it's the worst.
John Cena, Logan Paul, and Travis Scott versus Cody Rhodes and the Usos at SummerSlam.
Awful. Oh. Yeah, don't have the championships on the second biggest show of the year. That's great. Yeah,
I mean, I didn't say I liked it.
I'm not even giving you the gears. I'm just saying, like, fucking just the dumbest fucking decision possible. Jesus Christ. But at least they got Slim Jim sponsorships everywhere, right, guys? Snap into a Slim Jim. Everyone's doing it. Everyone's fucking doing it.
I'll snap into my ass.
That's the In My House Pro Wrestling Podcast.
Welcome to my house. Play that music too loud. Show me what you do now. We don't have to go out. Welcome to my house. Welcome to my house.
It's my house. Yowie wowie.